Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News. I'm Frank Hartzell. In coastal news today, CAL FIRE continues introducing a new approach to managing Jackson Demonstration State Forest, which is in response, in part, to environmental activism that shut down the forests during 2021 and 2022 to logging. And a citizens group in Fort Bragg has filed a lawsuit complaining that Grocery Outlet violates provisions of the Coastal Act. The agenda for today's day-long meeting of the Jackson Advisory Group, called the JAG, includes introducing the leaders of what CAL FIRE is calling its new vision. The Jackson Advisory Group allows mostly coast local people from forestry and other fields, now including a Native American leader, to have limited input on timber harvest plans and the management for Jackson Forest. State's new vision is being pushed hard by Governor Gavin Newsom. It calls for native co-management of forests and redoing JDSF's management plan early to accommodate this, and community demands that the forest expand its mission. A new Mendocino unit chief for CAL FIRE will be announced at the meeting. Chief Luke Kendall retires on November the 17th. Kendall began his career in 1991 as a firefighter in the Mendocino unit and worked around the state before becoming the unit chief in 2022. The meeting is at First Presbyterian Church in Fort Bragg and will include a vote on one new vision harvest plan. It will be followed by the tour of another timber harvest plan area that incorporates traditional Native American burning mixed with the latest civil cultural science. Also sure to be brought up at the meeting are two lawsuits the timber companies have brought against CAL FIRE. The Coalition to Save Jackson State Forest is calling for JAG member John Anderson to step down because his employer, Mendocino Redwood Company, is one of the two companies suing CAL FIRE for breach of contract over timber harvests interrupted by protesters. In city news, a new lawsuit filed in San Francisco Superior Court presents a challenge to the planned Grocery Outlet store in Fort Bragg. The November the 1st filing shows Fort Bragg Local Business Matters is suing the California Coastal Commission, claiming the state agency is not following its own rules. Also named in the suit are the City of Fort Bragg and project developer Best Development Group. Fort Bragg Local Business Matters is a group set up to promote creative, locally owned businesses over formula chains with out-of-area ownership. There is no list of members on its Facebook page or its website, which largely hasn't been updated since 2020. The suit's stated cause of action is that the Coastal Commission failed to follow its charter and protect ocean views in the area of Ocean Bluffs. It also says that the approval violates Fort Bragg's coastal program, approved in 2008. The lawsuit comes after a lengthy legal process in which the store was approved by the city. Then Fort Bragg Local Business Matters demanded an environmental report be prepared and filed suit. The company said it believed it didn't have to do this, but did anyway to avoid litigation. Then Grocery Outlet, with an environmental impact in hand, went back to the Planning Commission and City Council, where it was again approved twice. Then the matter was next appealed to the California Coastal Commission, which also approved the project, turning down the appeal. Fort Bragg Local Business Matters does not seek any money in the suit, but a stay in the project until the issues are resolved. Grocery Outlet's proposals have been contentious for more than 5 years. The store first tried to go in on the headlands at the entrance to Fort Bragg, right there at Highway 20 and Highway 1, but that drew vociferous opposition and the plan was withdrawn. When Grocery Outlet proposed going into the old county building at the south end of Franklin Street, there were more supporters. People said the low prices are needed by the low-income local population. Opponents raised traffic concern and argued that Grocery Outlet is a low-paying chain that will take money out of the local economy. It employs a relatively small staff of minimum wage employees, mostly, in Ukiah when last checked. Grocery Outlet does have a local owner at each site who follows a formula used by the company, similar to the one used since its beginnings in Army surplus after World War II. Many of the food sold are odd lots and rejects from other stores. Grocery Outlet has recently bolstered its fresh produce department, and some stores, such as Ukiah, offer local and organic products, although those do not necessarily come with the savings that make the canned and other processed foods famously cheap. The suit says, Fort Bragg Local Business Matters, whose members include Fort Bragg residents Mary Rose Ketsawaski and Leslie Kashawada, will suffer direct harm as a result of any adverse environmental impacts caused by the project. BEST, a New York City-based company, proposes to construct the new grocery outlet store on 1.63 acres at 851 South Franklin in Fort Bragg. The project includes the demolition of an existing 16,000 square foot former office building for the county and associated parking lot and wooden fencing, and then the construction and operation of a store about the same size as the old county office building, 16,157 square feet, and a new 53-space parking lot and associated improvements, landscaping, and infrastructure. The calendar in San Francisco Superior Court does not yet include any dates. Nothing has been put on the calendar. Kashawada and the city were both contacted, but no comments were available. For KZYX News, I'm Frank Hartzell. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.